This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM, Limpopo's hottest frequency, bringing you the best of lunchtime radio right now. As promised, we're talking about the Chedza production homecoming, a telenovela that airs Monday to Wednesdays at 6:30 on Mzansi Way to DSTV channel 163 right now. Catch up anytime on DSTV stream. It is a story about a fiercely independent young doctor who is Zay too, who is forced to return to a struggling rural village in KZN, where she clashes with deeply entrenched traditional beliefs about medicine. Now, joining me on the line right now is Kayale Tuqaba, who plays the role of Vusi Kubega on Homecoming. Good afternoon, Kayale Tuqaba. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you for having me. How are you?
No, I'm great, man. Thank you so, so much for taking time to come and join us on the show. Really do appreciate you.
Oh, definitely.
All right. Now, I mean, I'm so hooked on this new, you know, telenovela, The Streets of X, you know, always talking about it. Now, maybe tell us a bit of how you feel, you know, being a part of this production.
Well, honestly, it feels like a huge honor to be part of, you know, it's another telenovela. It feels like a brand new opportunity to educate and reflect and heal people through mirroring their daily lives, because we don't do fictional things, you know. So it's just mirroring the society and having them watch us and watching themselves through us.
Most definitely. I mean, speaking of which, why do you think such stories like Homecoming needs to be told?
Well, basically, for the first reason that I stated, you know, basically just mirroring, you know, sometimes in these stories that we tell, it's sometimes coded, you know, and with like the social ills that most people think are right or okay, whereas they've never seen themselves or seen other people doing what they're doing. Let's say if maybe like they're doing something wrong. By watching us immediately, that's just them seeing a reflection of themselves and how, you know, something they consider to be normal is not right, you know. Yeah. So they get to see that, you know, through us. So I feel like shows like this, you know, they talk a lot to the society and the community.
Most definitely. Now, let's speak a bit about, you know, Thembi Nkosi Mthembu, who plays the role of your older brother as one of, you know, SA's most revered actors of our time. What is it like acting alongside him, and what informative pointers, you know, has he given you as a fellow thespian?
It's nice acting alongside him, you know, playing my older brother. I wouldn't say he's ever, like, you know, directly given me any pointers or anything. It's just how he carries himself around everyone, you know, that I just seemed to, like, in a way adapt, you know, and want to be like, you know, just the professionalism and the calmness of things.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes you just actually just get way too big-headed for no reason, you know, and we end up forgetting where we are, you know, which is with people, you know.
Yeah, no, most definitely. And let's speak a bit about, you know, your character as Vusi. I mean, you know, technically he's the younger version of who you are, but what would you say you've learned from that character as a young man?
One thing that I've learned from Vusi is that he tends to lean a lot into like pressure when it gets intense, you know, like when things get too rough or when he feels like he's left out, he just crumbles to pressure, you know, which is like I said, it's a mirror of how most young men in the society are, actually, because we tend to like act like we don't know how we ended up in certain situations, but there's a clear pattern, you know, that maybe, let's say, your friend said this and it kind of didn't sit well with you, and then you took the initiative to say, oh, I'll show them. Mm. And then you just end up just going way out of pocket, you know.
Yeah.
So it's things like that, you know. I learned from him that most of the time when I was younger, you know, and I found myself in trouble and I didn't know how I ended up, I actually knew how I got there. It's just that I don't follow the pattern back, you know.
Yeah. No, most definitely. Yeah. Now, speaking of this beautiful, you know, telenovela called Homecoming, has it maybe given you newfound respect for doctors and nurses in our country?
Well, it doctors and nurses, it just highlighted how tough it can be. You know, most of the time we tend to, I'm going to speak from like an artist standpoint.
Yeah.
Most of the time in society, you know, they take art as not like a real thing, you know. They're like, you know, go to school and study, like being a doctor, or whatever, because your job is not real, whatever, you know. Whereas they have it as hard as us, like watching the Zetu storyline where she's struggling to find a job.
Yeah.
Whereas she's this young girl who grew up in Bergville and went to Joburg thinking that after school immediately she'll get like work or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're literally just like us, waiting for that one audition where we're gonna, you know, nail it down and then you're just gonna get casted and all of that. We're literally all the same, and you know, we're all working with people, so none is bigger than the other, technically, in a way.
Yeah.
In an emotional sense, I would say. Of course, physically, they get to heal people, actually, but emotionally, I feel like, you know, we can also do some healing to some people, or contribute, rather.
I actually do agree with that. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
Now, besides, you know, this being a role for you and a job, what was it about Homecoming that made you want to be a part of this story, especially, you know, after reading the script?
What made me want to be a part of it is the challenge of playing a young boy in... That's one of the contributing factors, to play a young boy who's growing up in KZN, you know, because most of the time, or most of the roles that I've gotten, it's either I'm playing a young boy from the suburbs, or I'm playing a Kasi boy, which is very close to me, you know.
Yeah.
So just having to now change my dialect, my way of speaking, my way of, my patterns of behaving, because not every young man in the country behaves the same, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm used to now playing these, you know, maybe super rich boys, or playing the gutsy broke boy, and then now having to play a KZN young man was something that really also drew me to like closer to the role.
Oh man, thank you so much for that. Before I let you go, you know, Kaya, what, you know, to the people that love the storyline like me, right, and make it a point that we tune in every Monday to Wednesday at 6:30 on Mzansi Wit, what would you like to say to people like us, you know, and maybe some of the people that haven't even watched it yet, but are tuned in to the show right now?
All I can say is that it's about to go down. Like, honestly, the show, what's playing right now on screen, was just, you know, the early stages of the show. Pretty, I won't lie, even the episodes that we're shooting right now, they feel very early. Just reading the script, because we read like prematurely, of course.
Yeah.
You know, the guy is about to go down. I wouldn't miss it if I was anyone who's really into drama, because what I love about Homecoming, it's so relatable. Like, it's not like far-fetched, fictional things, you know, it's like things that actually happen
it's
in the community.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, no, most definitely. All right, my brother, thank you so much, Kayaletu, for taking time, you know, to feed us this information, especially for those that haven't even watched this beautiful show yet, right? We can't wait for them to actually go through and watch it. I really appreciate your time, my brother. Have yourself a fantastic day further.
Thank you very much.
All right, and that's how we wrap it up with Kayaletu Qaba, who plays the role of Vusi Kubega on Homecoming. If you haven't watched it yet, trust, man, Monday to Wednesdays, right? 6:30 on Mzansi Wetu, DSTV, channel 163.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.